Verse number 35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance. I love that word. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, and he will not tarry. This is what I want to talk about this morning. I want to talk about, devil, you are defeated. Devil, you are defeated. That was such a move of God on a Wednesday, all day long in our Bible study. And the Lord showed me as I was driving home, he says, this is the pulse of where the people are. Because they need to know when it's the darkest in their lives that they are overcomers. And your overcoming ability depends upon your perspective of Jesus. If your perspective of Jesus is off, then when things come against you, you have a greater likelihood now of those things defeating you. But he says, take them there to 1 John and let them know they are of God. That God has bought and paid for you. You are of God and you have already overcome everything that's coming against you. You have already defeated the devil. The devil can't win because he's already defeated based on the work of Jesus Christ. The devil is a dog with no teeth in his mouth. He barks, but he don't have a bite. And what he tries to do is to create so much confusion, discouragement, and discontentment in our lives that we give up, not knowing that the devil couldn't even stop us anyway. He says, so let the people know that the devil is already defeated. Hallelujah. Won't you tell him, say, you're defeated. Amen. Because every person in this room right now, there is something in your life you have to overcome. There is something right now pressing in your immediate environment that you have to say, I'm going to overcome this. I'm not going to let this stop me because God has done too much to bring me to where I am for me to go back to what he has already delivered me from. So he says, tell them, listen, you got to fight the fight. You got to finish the race. But this is the most important thing. You can't give up on God. You have to keep the faith. Mm-hmm. Yes, Holy Ghost. Because sometimes when you're fighting this thing called life and you get hit, sometimes we have a tendency to indirectly say, God, why you let that happen to me? See, and now your faith is on trial to know if you're going to trust him even while it seems like you're losing the fight. Even when it seems like you won't finish the race. Can you trust the Lord? See, and this is where in your spirit you have to say, devil, you already defeated. Devil, you're not going to get any victory in my life. Tell him right now, tell him you already defeated. Watch this. Because what he will do is he will use this tool called discouragement. He will use this tool, and this is what the Lord told me. He says, discouragement is never used on people who aren't going anywhere. Because it has no effect on people who not doing anything. The discouragement is never ever used for people with no vision. Discouragement never, he never used the weapon of discouragement from people who are not moving towards something because the devil never discourages people who don't have anywhere to go. So the very fact that you are feeling discouraged in this season means that you must be on your way somewhere. Because the only thing that can frustrate a person with vision is that them not seeing their vision come to pass. But if you don't have no vision and you just sitting around going through life day to day, the devil don't even have to worry about you. But when you say, man, I see something, I just don't feel like I can lay hold to it. That's when he has to send the spirit of discouragement upon your life to keep you from pressing. I hope you receive that. And the only reason that you're feeling discouraged this morning is because you're always there, almost there. And the Lord told me, he says, many of us, you're not just on your way somewhere, but you're on the brink of it. And this is why it's so important for you not to let go of your faith right now. Touch your neighbor and say, you're almost there. You're almost there. I don't have a lot this morning. I don't have a lot. But I believe that right here in Hebrews chapter number 10 is something that can help us. Because where they were, the believers in this book of Hebrews, where they were then is where many of us are right now. They were, watch this, on the brink of going to the next level in faith. Entering, this is a word you'll hear all the time in the book of Hebrews, entering into a rest. Or entering into a peace with God. A place with God that they've never been before. But they had so much coming against them. Because I told you, the devil don't discourage you unless you're about to go somewhere. And so the writer of Hebrews had to encourage them to not give up. Because the devil can't win, but you can lose. And you can lose by giving up, by getting out of the race, by allowing yourself to drift in God. Because when you drift, you become dull. And when you become dull, you start to despise the word. When you drift from the things of God, from the way of God, you become dull in your spirit. Your faith becomes dull. When you become dull, you start despising the word. You start questioning whether the word really works or not. Look what he says now. Here in Hebrews chapter number 10, he teaches us how to defeat this devil. Look at verse number 32. He says, watch this, hear the Lord talking to you, but recall the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. Hebrews 10 and 33, partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on other people when they were going through. Let me translate that. And joyfully accepted the plundering of the sacrifices of your goods to help them, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possessions for yourself in heaven. Wait a minute. He says, wait a minute, if you're going to defeat the devil, number one, you have to remember God's faithfulness. He says, recall in your mind, remember the former days. When you first started the fight and when you first started running in the race, he was saying how excited you was to overcome and to see how it is that the devil couldn't stop you. See, but the thing about it is when you become tired in your spirit, when you become weary in your spirit, little things now begin to set you off. See, and that's what discouragement comes. Discouragement comes to reduce your level of tolerance. And that's where many of us are. It's all in the world. It's even in the body of Christ that our tolerance is real low. The slightest little thing causes us to just fly off and go slap off on anybody because we've been so discouraged. But the Lord says, wait a minute. Remember his faithfulness. Recall when you first got saved, you was able to go through anything. Boy, when you first got married, y'all was able to endure anything. Y'all ain't have no money back then. Why is money an issue now? When you got married, you was already broke then. So why not having or being in a little financial strait is a big problem for you now? He says, remember the faithfulness of God and how God brought you through, how God made ways and how God opened doors. Because what the devil wants you to do is to only look at what you see now and not remember. No. There's some things in my past I'm going to forget. But there's other things in my past that I'm never going to forget because I'm going to need it to press through what I'm going through right now. Elbow your neighbor, say, he's been faithful to you. See, and you can't let the devil get up on your back so hard to make you forget. Don't let him ride you that hard. You got to remember what the Lord has done for you. You got to recall. Every now and again, you ought to have a little faith throwback party where you just begin to rejoice over stuff that God did back then. I'm talking about 7, 8 years ago, how, boy, God was just faithful to me. Man, look how he brought me out of this. And look how he opened the door from that. Because if you don't have these throwback parties every now and again, the devil will try to overwhelm you and make you think you can't overcome what you're dealing with right now. This ain't the first time you done had to believe God for something. This ain't the first time you've had to overcome something that the devil has thrown in your path. This ain't the first time that you had to believe God to come through like never before. He says, but remember his faithfulness. Oh, remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. I declare when you start to remember the Lord, that's the best type of spiritual renewal that you'll ever experience in your life. Baby, every now and again, you ought to just sit in your living room and just shake your head and say, God, you've been good to me. I can cut this TV off. I can walk around this apartment. I can walk around this house and say, you've been good to me. When I look outside and see what you've done for me, and when I look around this house and see how you let me get that furniture and your open up door to get the washer and the dryer and look at you. Now we got stuff hanging on the wall. You've been good to me. He says, listen, don't just remember his faithfulness in your life. Sit down. But he says, remember how you used to help other people who was going through. Come on, you with your little saved self. You used to be ministering to everybody. You're on the phone all times of the night. Girl, God gonna get you through this. Just hold on. Just keep the faith. You missing your sleep for other people's problems. Now when you got problems, you can't sleep. No. God says, remember how you helped other people get through. Sometimes it's so easy to tell other people God gonna make a way. Oh, but when you need him to make a way, it seems like you get spiritual amnesia. You can't even remember what you've preached to other people. Because there's going to come a time when what you have given other people, you're going to need yourself. So if you're going to defeat the devil, you got to remember. Remember the Lord. Remember his faithfulness. Somebody say he's already defeated. Watch this. Number two. Look what he says verse number 35. Therefore, since you remember, since you done brought it back to your memory, since it's fresh on your mind now, since you done stirred the pot and it's at the top now, look at your name and say, remember that? Because every one of us, he's done something for you. Yeah, he takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. Everybody has a measure of faith. Every person in this room has a testimony. He says, and you got to recall that testimony. But he says, after you've recalled the testimony, number 35, don't cast away your confidence, which has a great reward. That after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. See, number one, you gotta remember his faithfulness. But number two, you gotta retain the revelation, because he's been faithful to you, not just to be faithful, but so that you can get a revelation about him. And when you get this revelation about him, you have to hold on to it. You have to retain the revelation. He says, whatever you do, don't cast away. That word cast means to throw away as useless. Don't you sit here and think that's just church stuff. That stuff don't work in my life. He says, don't cast away your confidence, your boldness, your fortitude, your consistency of will. Don't cast that away, because that's going to have some value for you. That when the devil is trying to defeat you, you need some boldness to stand up and look him in the face and say, devil, you defeated. And the reason you defeated is because the same Jesus that helped me out back then is going to be the same Jesus that's going to get me through right now. The same one that came through when I needed my Entergy bill paid is going to be the same one that's going to come through when I'm 2 months late on this car note. He says, don't you throw away your confidence. Because your confidence is going to let you know you can get through this. Your confidence is going to let you know that the devil is defeated. The Lord is saying, many of us, you act like rookies. Like this your first rodeo. No, he says, but everything I send you through in life is to build your trust, your boldness, and your confidence in him. This is why our grandmother say, you can't make me doubt him now. No, you can't. No, you can't. I don't care what happens in my life. One thing I won't do is doubt God. See, you can't make me doubt him now. You can't make me doubt him now. No, no. I don't believe there's nothing that can come in your life that you can succumb to. No, I believe God can do all things. Why? Because I got some confidence. I'm not going to cast away what he's done for me in the past. Because some of you know right now with what you have in your past, you should be dead right now. You should be strung out right now. Some of you should be in the hospital hooked up to a machine right now. But God has been faithful to you. And so since he's been faithful, don't you just cast that away. You hold on to that.
Says, watch this, remember his